This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, folks. So we will be celebrating the 20th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina at the end of August. And it were actually so many incredible things that happened during the recovery. I was I had the benefit of being front and center, right, of seeing it happen each and every day, of working with so many organizations, helping them get through some of the red tape, getting them back out on the streets, making sure materials weren't stolen, all kinds of different ways that the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office helped. But I was always amazed by the level of commitment of these contractors that were out on the streets. And the other day, I saw a submission to their membership from the ABC New Orleans Association, Associated Builders and Contractors, New Orleans and Bayou section, asking them for project submissions for post-Katrina rebuilds. And I wanted to have them on the show because I just think that they did an incredible job. The organizations that worked with one another did an incredible job, and I thought they were definitely worthy of bringing them on and giving them the opportunity to talk about it. So we have Jeb Bruno, who's the president and CEO of the ABC New Orleans Bayou chapter. Jeb, welcome to the show.
Newell, thanks so much for having me on. My pleasure.
Jeb, it's really an honor for me to have you on. You know, when we look back, there are defining moments of major, you know, accomplishments and reopenings, like the Louisiana Superdome, for one. And it created a lot of momentum. But, you know, the things that happened day in and day out on the streets, a lot of what was going on with members of your organization really pulling it together and making a big difference, I think, for example, in Jefferson Parish, we came back pretty quick, and I think it was due to the collective effort of a lot of your members.
Absolutely, and you mentioned, you know, surrounding parishes of where things were devastated. That's what really helped New Orleans proper, but the whole region come back. And there's no doubt that the construction projects and the speed to which some of these things were done, I think we forget here 20 years later how devastated the city was. And we're talking about a $135 billion storm. And it's amazing to think within 6 months, you had schools reopening, you had stores reopening. And it's just a conglomerate pull together of so many people between private industry and government. And certainly the construction companies that I represent had a major role in that. I mean, countless examples, just a few. You talk about what's Baptist Hospital today. And they had a helipad up there during Katrina. It was shut down for many years. You know, that reopened in 2014. Not all of this recovery happened right away. In fact, it's still happening. When we just, you know, celebrated the Super Bowl here and all the great projects that were done. But I think it is, we just asked our membership to submit to us, what did you do during that crazy time period 20 years ago when we were devastated and finding a way to bring our city back to life.
And there were just so many impactful openings. I mean, one after the other, creating momentum. And I really thought it was healthy for the psyche of the folks that lived here, right? Getting back to normal where we would see this sustained progress. And I guess probably that's the best way that I could identify it. You know, and as a person that was working in government at the time, and there were a lot of different issues presented in a lot of different ways that are out of the ordinary. It was amazing to me how willing and open and receptive folks were to trying things, doing this, doing that, just being nimble, just getting to the end game, make it happen, right?
100% agree. I mean, I live out in the Lakeview area, and obviously that was devastated, but there were parts of the lake area that were coming back, and to see Mount Carmel come back online and the grocery store and Heinz reopening, as our devastated neighborhood, much like other parts of the city and surrounding area that flooded, as those things came back online, it just gave a great deal of optimism and renewal to folks as they were coming back. I'm guided to also thinking of folks like Mara and Jack Donahue, who brought the commerce secretary here, and the head of the U.S. Chamber, and 150 business leaders, and all the nonprofits, and all the just charity and faith-based organizations, in addition to the government. It was just a complete, and there were problems along the way, but it was just a complete group effort to bring us back. And I think it's worth celebrating 20 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You couldn't help but have problems. You couldn't help but have missteps. We were in uncharted territory, right?
No doubt. I mean, the levee system that's been rebuilt with the Corps of Engineers' help, I mean, no, we were susceptible. And if you remember, right after Katrina, we had another storm that hit a little bit further away, but, you know, 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, and that was pretty depressing to watch. But then to, like you said, to watch the city come back year after year after year, and it's amazing that we are where we are. Another project that I think of that was submitted to us is the rebuilding of Xavier University by Landis Construction. And I think it was Dr. Francis that told the Landis folks, you know, I need to be reopened in 6 months. And no, you're talking about 50-60 buildings on a major campus here. You mentioned the Dome, and I think about All-Star and Broadmoor. And I was lucky enough to be in the Dome that night when we beat the Falcons, when Steve Gleason blocked the punt. And that was so symbolic, not just, I mean, I cried. That was not just the reopening of the Dome. It was the significance of our city. We survived. We were still alive, and we had a chance to thrive. So absolutely, those things are important.
So I know you sent out a call to your members, and I just wanted to highlight it. Let's go through that, if you don't mind, of what you're looking for in case any of your members are listening. That, you know, a lot of times they don't see every piece of mail that comes their way. And I just thought this was an important initiative.
Absolutely. Thank you for that opportunity. We're looking for members and really anybody in the construction industry that wants to chime in. Send us an email and tell us about how you were involved in rebuilding New Orleans and the New Orleans area after Hurricane Katrina. What did you do? What project was it based on? What was the significance of it? I mean, I think we take a lot of things for granted, Noel, that we were in such a devastated space, and how we are 20 years later is simply amazing. That's not to say that we're without problems still, or that we can be better. That's definitely room for improvement. But we were on the precipice of really being knocked off the map, and we recovered from it. And that there's a lot of grit and integrity that went into that by our members and just the people that stayed here. I can't talk much more of the enormous
and
the recovery efforts we had.
You're asking for them to submit the following by August 8th, the project name, brief description, and your company's role, the location where the project was done, the impact, the statement on your work's significance to the recovery, and any pictures that they may have before, during, and after. And you also suggest don't forget to make sure that you have sharing rights on those. And you can email these submissions to Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, at abcbayou.com with the subject line Katrina Rebuilding Project Submission. And I have to imagine all of this is on your website as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that website is?
It's www.abcneworleansbayou.com. You can also find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all those social media platforms as well.
Yeah, in fact, I'm getting a number of texts saying we're still not at 100%. That's so true. You know, it's interesting, and you don't need to comment on this, Jeb, but you may if you'd like. When I looked at Hurricane Sandy and what happened up there and the trials and tribulations that they had, you know, when they were passing judgment on us, and then they got a little dose of reality up there, and they began to understand exactly what the challenges are. And then, now I'm looking at it in present time of what's going on in Pacific Heights, in California. Here we are months later, and I think there's three permits that have been issued.
And, yes, you know, absolutely. Anytime there's a disaster, just the speed of government is not as fast as individuals. You mentioned those instances. I think of the flooding in North Carolina, obviously the devastation in Texas. Anytime there's a natural disaster or a man-made disaster, it's remarkable how human beings can come together to make things better. And you mentioned earlier of as things came back online, people got excited. It really regionalized the city, right? Because most of us had to move out of the city and live in a surrounding parish or area. And so, it's pretty amazing that our members, we at New Orleans, ABC New Orleans Bayou, we represent the 12 parishes around New Orleans. I know I lived on Algiers for a year while things were being rebuilt. I lived in Hammond. Many people from St. Bernard moved across the lake. It regionalized the area and was a great. It's been a great recovery, and yes, there is still more to come. So I just thank you for highlighting us here today. I want to remind people that, you know, we at ABC New Orleans Bayou, we're building the workforce, we're networking, we're promoting safety, and we're definitely about community and political engagement. And please submit those projects to us, talking about the recovery of things that you worked on since Hurricane Katrina. Thanks so much, Noel.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure. Jeb Bruno, President and CEO of the ABC New Orleans Bayou Chapter. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.